Thank you. We're trying something interesting, guys.
I'm currently in a car. Not in the radio station, but thanks to the miracles of modern technology, I'm still able to be on this wonderful radio show. We are those dudes from earlier. You are listening to... Anyone?
91.5 FM WFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
Tough freeform radio.
To paint a little picture for you, our listeners, we have Dan on speakerphone. And Scott is holding his phone up to a mic.
Which we have cranked. I'm holding about half a foot away from the microphone.
And Dan is just cranked the way up.
The picture you're painting, I feel like I'm there.
No, it's really...
I do this every week.
And you're the same volume as us.
Yeah, no, this has worked out really well. Yeah. Only inconvenience is that I am holding a phone to a microphone.
Right, right. Also, you guys are playing.
Dan doesn't actually know what's being played right now.
Oh, yeah, it's great. The soundtrack is great.
Oh, yeah, we got Tigress. Shouts out to Ben Zager, if you're listening, for this one. Showed it to us Friday while we were in the dunes, as we call it. By a band, Tigris, from Israel, playing some North African influenced tunes with some very lovely synth work.
Lovely melodies all around. Everything's just
crazy. Everything's lovely. Fun times, really. Great for the dunes.
Dan, what's going on?
Dan, what's going on? You hear something?
I'm walking into a house right now. I'm a little bit unavailable. All right, now I'm available.
Dan is on the move currently.
On the move, taking names.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll let you back to it. This is 9.5 WMFO.
We'll call you back, Dan. Maybe, right, unless you don't want us to.
No, or yeah, that's not what I was thinking, but that's okay.
What?
We could just... I was thinking, let's stop the intro.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yo.
Yo, what's good, everybody?
It's that time of the night where we gotta do a PSA.
Dan's back.
FCC regulations. So, what? We just found this one, right? Never seen this before.
Yeah, they never.
Keep, they keep popping up in the book.
I don't know like if it's a new one or if it's like an old one that we just never found.
Maybe they changed the binder. I don't even
There's
know.
An infinite number of gems of PSAs in that book.
It's the PSA goblins that come in and, you know.
They put the goodies in.
Drop a few gems. All right, so here we go. Order your free vegetarian starter kit at PETA.org. All right, let's go. Did you know that you could save 100 animals per year by adopting a meat-free diet? That's right.
Wow.
Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. You hear that? Right. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive, too. As long as you don't go to Be Fresh, all right? That's just a little PSA for all you Somerville kids out there. And to start off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. So, what do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to PETA website link. then fill out the form to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian vegan starter kit. Oh, it changed from vegetarian and vegan starter kit. Or view the online version that's posted there. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and longer lasting life. It has everything from recipes and tips on eating out to health information and videos. You can't say that. You can't say that. Why would I? That okay. That's PETA.org, PETA.org. This has been a public service announcement from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Oh, PETA. and your tomato, mushroom, and onion loving friends here at WMFO. Thank you and good night.
Yo, that was so good.
Yeah, that was a good
Thank
PSA
you.
Reading.
Thank you.
And an almost as good PSA.
That's definitely my new my new favorite PSA.
Crazy.
Oh, we should do that weekly from now
on. It's so good. It's yeah. just like, it's so long.
It's absurdly long for PETA to tell you about their vegetarian starter kit.
I'm more interested in their vegan starter kit, honestly.
They don't mention anything of what's in it. Like, do they send you food?
I'm just picturing like a styrofoam box lunch with corn and green beans. And that's it.
They send you Lunchables.
It's like a vegetarian Lunchables is what I'm picturing. It might just be Lunchables, actually. Actually, no, Lunchables have meat.
I think it's funny they say you can save 100 animals per year, which sounds like a really low number. Like, saving 100 animals?
That sounds low to you?
I mean, for example, for all you
That ratio is 100
Scott
to 1.
Wait, how many burgers did you eat today, Scott?
Can I not be put on blast here?
Scott, how many burgers did you
eat? I ate a lot of burgers today. Okay? I ate a lot of burgers.
It was three or above.
It was three right? or above is exactly the
I think
the range.
The number was four.
I think
that number would be accurate that I ate four burgers today.
Probably.
Look, I don't eat four burgers a day every day. I just buy burgers and I eat them quickly because they're easy to make. That's it. That's all it is to it. I can't. A beggar of meals cannot be a chooser of meals.
Alright, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I enjoy it. My burgers are really good. I make good burgers.
Pan fried.
Yeah, I put pickles on them. I toast my buns. I put barbecue sauce on them sometimes. When we have the taco sauce, there's a sauce for tacos that we had.
I think I threw it out.
Yeah, well, you put that on top of a burger and it's like a taco.
I think I threw it out. I'm sorry.
It's all good.
No, I think it was expired.
You could put it on anything and it would taste like a taco.
Whatever. Yeah, well, that's true, Dan. Good observation.
Put any sauce on a taco and it becomes taco sauce?
You could technically put taco sauce on a salad on perhaps a vegan pita starter kit, and it would taste like meat taco.
Well, I think a burger would more taste like a taco because you're using beef. And tacos can be beef as well.
I wish you could see the look of disgust on my face right now.
But how is that disgust? That's sound logic. Burgers are basically the American tacos.
Okay, but I don't want to eat a taco.
Hot take? If you think that was a hot take,
I don't think that's a hot
call
take.
In
call
855-915-WMFO. If you think you beat burgers are or are not the tacos of America,
please. And I'm not saying that they precede or proceeded.
Preceded.
Or preceded or after seeded. Yeah. No, anteceded's before. Proceeded.
Preceded and proceeded?
Yeah.
No, no. Wait.
And after seeded.
The what?
The taco. I'm not saying one came before the other. I'm just saying that they're analogous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Analogous.
Which I don't think is a hot take at all, actually. I think that's a very soft take.
What about the hot dog?
I think a hot dog is just sort of original, like one of a kind.
No, hot dogs are more of a German.
We got sausages.
That is definitely not true.
Not related to Mexico.
Well, yeah,
look at the migration of sausages.
Hamburgers are more American than...
Can we talk about the real facts, the migration of sausages?
From Germany? Tell me about it.
Oh, no, I don't know anything. I assume they didn't come... I mean, I don't think the hot dog was a phenomenon which sort of, you know...
Well, it's called a Frankfurt.
In America, it was influenced by foreign...
Well, all of our cuisine has mostly been influenced by other cuisine.
Except for the hamburger, dude.
Except for the hamburger.
Hot
Except
question.
For the
do
hamburger.
You think a hot dog Quinter. Is a sandwich?
Oh, yeah. Can we not?
Yeah, I do.
I have so many.
Call in if you disagree.
That is a hot take.
I have so many opinions. Wait, what did you say? Yes?
I think yeah.
That is an extremely hot take.
I realize...
Do you think a taco is also a sandwich?
No.
Soft shell or hard shell?
No. Because it's not the same bread type.
What about a pita?
Pita's not the same...
That's very similar to a hot dog, though. Pita.
It's very similar.
Pita wrapped up in like
It's very similar, but pita's like not the same kind of bread. In the same bread category. It's just not. And I've seen a hot dog in a freaking sub. In a sub. Like the a hero of bread. I've seen it.
Where did you find such a magical thing?
I feel like a ball game of sorts.
Right.
Baseball game or like a football?
Can't recall.
Pita and a giant
ball. Could have been tennis, honestly.
Tennis ball?
Tennis ball.
Do you play tennis ball?
Yeah. You know me, tennis balling out.
Hot take, should tennis be called tennis?
Yeah.
Or tennis ball? And no. Should basketball be called basketball or just basket?
Honestly, that's kind of cool.
Tennis ball.
You want to play some basket?
Want to play some basket? You want to ball out in basket with me?
Well, you know, it's just play ball.
Well, but then tennis. Playing tennis would be balling.
Do you want to be tennis balling? I'm a tennis baller. I'm a tennis baller.
I heard that expression for the first time today. Like cooking up beets.
Really?
Like, for some reason I've never heard it before, and I was watching this interview with the producer who I think made Rockstar, Post Malone. Yeah. It was one of those deconstructed videos.
Love those
and
videos.
And he was just saying like Post Malone and I, we were just in here cooking up. We were just, you know, cooking, and then like we went to the bathroom and we got back and we just did more cooking. And,
cooking
like,
what?
Using,
dude, cooking up beets.
Cooking up beets.
You guys never heard the term chefing up beets?
Not not on such literal terms.
No, we talk about it.
And he's like, yeah, when I take a break from, you know, doing, you know, like doing in a recording session, you know, how I relax is, you know, I just cook up for myself. I was like, oh, that's nice. He's, you know, making himself a nice meal. But he was actually...
A nice meal of the stew. Know,
yeah, but he was actually just, you know, making them fat beets.
Yeah, I've heard that. I heard and have used that term plenty of times. Chefing up.
I want to use it more.
Chef it up. Be a chef.
Let's go
chef
to the kitchen.
Yeah, cook it in the kitchen. Yeah. Hot chicken. Tell me what you're missing.
Hot chicken.
All right. That was a rather interesting set of tangents, series of tangents.
Yeah,
tangents really. Upon other tangents.
Tangents, if you will.
Yeah, tangents of tangents.
That conversation reminded me
of
a song.
Ooh, that's perfect.
Ooh.
By Princess Nokia.
Interesting.
Princess Nokia.
And it's called... What's it called? Hold on, I just had it. It's called Excellent. And I'm gonna play it.
Let's get back to it.
If that's cool with you guys.
Yeah.
It's about cooking. Mm-hmm.
That fresh hot chicken.
It's about cooking that fresh hot chicken. Here we go.
much. Bent the whole world over and says thank you very much. She's like pizzeria. Have a seat, bitch, please. IKEA. From the west side like Maria. I'm hot like grits, Mandia. Beat the pussy up, call Peter. I rock the boat like a Leo. I rock a bob like Sia. Build your own deck, bitch, Rhea. Dick in the thigh, dick in the waist. Dick in the right motherfucking places. Hits like Venus Serena, ay. He wanna eat up the Caesar, ay. Bonita, 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 ay. Baby girl needed the wiener, ay. Dug in the guts in a skeeter, ay. Arena, 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 hey. I'm in the hall, Regina. I'm on the wall, a genius. I am the whiz, the teacher. Skinny legend like Wiz Khalifa. Hair go long like Chia. Money go long like Nia. I am the big idea. My twin's big like Tia. My twin's big like Tia Tamara. Why? Tia Tamara. Why? Tia Tamara. Why? Tia Tamara. Hair grow long like Chia. Money go long like Nia. I am the big idea. My twin's big like Tia. My twin's big like Tia Tamara. Why? Tia Tamara. Why? Tia Tamara. Why? Tia Tamara.
They said, Rico, you so nasty. I said, thank you very much. He just wanna eat me like some candy, but I'm not his buttercup. These hoes swear that they can't stand me, but ain't never pulling up. I just made 100K in 2 weeks, little bitch. Do you need me to pull it up? Big black truck and we pulling up. She drank so much, now she throwing it up. But we don't give a fuck, we still rolling it up. I got a lot of money, but a lot ain't enough. Park where I bought, they ain't towing us. I make the jokes, you ain't trolling us. My neck is on ice, you ain't cold as us. And when we hop out, yo, you know it's us. My chopper sing like Sia.
Money go long like Nia. I am the big idea. My twin's big like Tia. My twin's big like Tia Tamara. Why? Tia Tamara. Why? Tia Tamara. Why? Tia Tamara. Hair grow long like Chia. Money go long like Nia. I am the big idea. My twin's big like Tia. My twin's big like Tia Tamara.
Yeah. Ride with the mob, alhamdulillah. Check in with me and do your job. Erg is the name, Bimbola did the chain. Torn off for the watch, Prezi plain Jane. Yamagini chain, rest in peace to my superior. Hermes link a feeder village in Liberia. TMZ taking pictures causing my hysteria. Mama see me on BT and start tearing up. I'ma start killing niggas, how'd you get that tripe? I attended Harlem picnics where you risk your life. Uncle used to skim work selling Nicks at night. I was only 8 years old watching Nick at night. Uncle Psycho was in that bathroom bucket. Knife to his gut, hope daddy don't cut him. Suicidal thoughts brought to me with no advisory. He was pitching dummies, selling fiends, mad ivory. Grandma had the arthritis in her hands, bad. She was popping pills like rappers in society. I'll fuck your bitch for the irony. I said meet you at your hoe if your bitch keep eyeing me. Ride with the mob, alhamdulillah. Check you with me and do your job. Erg is the name, Bimbola did the chain. Torn on for the watch, Prezi plain Jane. Ride with the mob, alhamdulillah. Check you with me and do your job. Erg is the name, Bimbola did the chain. Torn on for the watch, Prezi plain Jane. Suck a nigga dick or something. 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 I'ma explain why you probably never see me. I'm in a sucking place, no Instagram, I'm watching TV. I think I trade my breakfast, lunch, and dinner for some kitty. Please believe me, I see Riri, I'ma eat it like panini. I go dumb up in the bra, hit the walls like graffiti. Indian birds all up on a nigga wee wee. I think I need a foursome, Bella can do Gigi. It be easy if Renizi hook it all up on a Leezy. I go crazy in my Yeezy, Kirk Neezy on a beat. I told him now we finna glow up in the street. Rappers talk subliminal, but they don't talk to me. Put them in the Jersey Shore like Pauly D. Ride with the mob, Alhamdulillah. Check you with me and do your job. Herb is the name. Ben Baller did the chain. Turn up for the watch. Pussy plain Jane. Ride with the mob. Alhamdulillah. Check you with me and do your job. Herb is the name. Ben Baller did the chain. Turn up for the watch. Pussy plain Jane. Suck a nigga dick or something. Suck a nigga dick or something. Suck a nigga dick or something. Suck a nigga dick or something.
Yo.
Hey guys.
That's the show. Thank you for bearing with this little experiment which we had tonight. I'm still on my phone.
I mean,
I had a great time.
I think it sounds probably pretty good for what it is.
Probably definitely better than I expected. Well, maybe I'll go back and do quality control and see how it sounded in the recording.
Yeah. I mean,
might have been easier if you had just called it in the station, but you
live and learn. This is certainly an interesting method.
We could talk when you weren't on air, which was nice, you know? Get a catch up.
Yeah.
Talk about our
lives. Well, you can lives. Can you do that with the phone as well?
You mean when you call the station?
On them each time? You take them off
air? Yeah, but it only comes out of the headphones.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Semantics.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is 91.5 FM in Medford, Massachusetts.
WMFO.
If you want to stay tuned in, please do. Because there is more to come.
24 hours.
Bye.
Where are those dudes from earlier?